Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now to get across to Sydney, to the Sydney Swans, and have a chat to Dean Cox, who's in a different role, I suppose, or same in some points. And he's an assistant coach. He's gone from an assistant coach at West Coast to one at the Sydney Swans. Coxie, how are you, mate? Nice to talk to you.
Carl Hayes, good evening.
How's it been, mate? How's it been settling in over there at Sydney?
It's been really good so far. It was probably a little bit different when I first moved over to find my way around and work out where I was going to live, and then for the family to come over and get them settled in and Charlotte into a school. And so it's been pretty hectic on the home front, but really enjoyable at the footy club. A little bit different, but similar in so many other ways as well.
Yeah, what are some of those differences? Is there a different feel, different culture that maybe at the Sydney Swans?
Oh, there's a little bit of, I suppose a lot of people talk about the Bloods culture and the way that came about and what's instilled in the playing group and what's expected of them and anyone that works at Sydney. So, I suppose the cultural side of it's a little bit different to West Coast, but nothing dramatically different. And, I suppose the training program, we've only been through the pre-Christmas phase and now trying to ramp up into games. It's trying to get your players fit and get them into condition and now try and ramp in some game-style stuff that we want to try and implement, and a few changes from last year. But, the Swans did a lot of things well.
Overall, how is the health of the list at the moment? We know Alia didn't play too much last year and also had some issues going on in his own life. How's he settled in and how's the health of the list?
No, he's settled in really well. So he's back fully training at the minute. And probably some surgeries that happened post 2017 seasons with some senior players. You talk about Franklin's probably the biggest one, and Josh Kennedy and Dan Hannanbury and Heath Grundy. So there's a few senior players that are starting to come back in and modify training and full training as we speak. So they've been on a rehab circuit all the way through the pre-Christmas and just get them ready, hopefully, for round one.
One bloke who did succumb to injury, mate, was Kurt Tippett. Just tell us about his scenario.
That probably come upon most of the coaching staff and certainly the playing group is a bit of a surprise. And he had an ankle reconstruction at the end of last season, battled pretty much all the way through this season with that injury. And then it probably just come to an end that he thought he probably couldn't play the way that he wanted to. And he's been thinking about it for a little bit, he said, to the playing group. And the best way is probably for him to finish up and focus on the next phase of his life. And he's been really good to the Swans since he moved over, and really well liked and respected amongst the playing group for, I suppose, getting the most out of himself. And we've all been through the decision where retirements are tough to come by, and the decision you have to make as a player is always the toughest thing to do. So he went through that, consulted family and the footy club, and come to that decision.
WA boy Darcy Cameron, mate, hurt his shoulder last year. He missed much of the year. How's he tracking?
Yeah. No, he's been going really well. He's completed the full pre-season so far, and he's come on leaps and bounds, I suppose, from last year and the injuries. He's been back in competitive work from day one, which has been really good for him to get into. And his ability to take and contest a bark, I think we saw that at Claremont, and at times certainly in the NEFL last year, that he could have a real impact in games and also go into the ruck.
Sydney's always a team that goes under the radar. When you got there, who were some of the players that you just looked at and you probably didn't realise how good they were?
Oh, I think, you probably, Luke Parker, what he's done for such a long period of time, he's won a couple of best and fairest, and, the way he goes about and just keeps ticking off all his work. Georgie Hewitt, who I've worked pretty closely with, has been one in his, probably fifth year now that he's started to really establish himself as a regular player in the team. And the way he works and just how clean he is within the contest probably stood out. And then some of the young guys like Isaac Heaney and Callum Mills, for third and fourth year players, they're pretty special at what they can do and the standing they have within the playing group and the leadership qualities they do have. So, they've got some good young kids and a good blend.
Where do those two players play this year, Heaney and also Mills? Because they've been played in a number of different positions, but is it time for them to settle maybe on a midfield spot?
Yeah, well, they've been doing work with us at the minute. So, a lot of our line work, they've been spending a fair bit of time in there. But, you've also got Callum that's become a really damaging halfback and been able to shut some key forwards out when the when we've needed him to. So, and Isaac's got real versatility. I think he can play on a wing, he can play half forward, he can, you know, he's kicked four or five goals on numerous occasions, which not many young players can do. So the ability to be able to swing him in throughout the midfield, but also spending some time forward, will be a vital asset for us.
How different has the training been, given what you've experienced at West Coast, to what you've now experienced at Sydney?
No, they're pretty similar. I think all pre-seasons, the ball's come out really early, and, you know, for this playing group compared to West Coast, the training programs are pretty similar. They vary in subtle differences, but, you know, there's ball work all the way through up until Christmas, and it's pretty full-on once they do get back, and they do things a little bit differently in the weights area and some of the programs, but you can't say one's better.
AFLX, mate, just around the corner, have you practiced it, and what sort of players are you likely to put into that game in the middle of Feb?
Yeah, we had a hit out the other day, so the first time we'd really looked at it, and it's a little bit different when you're only talking 70 or 80 metres wide in a rectangle shape and last touch it goes out. It's something the players have to look at certainly before they get into the Saturday the 17th, I think we play, and you know, it's going to be fast and exciting and 2 10-minute halves, and probably not designed for players like myself or probably you as well, Hayes. We want the fast and nippy ones that they can try. And young players, I think you've got to expose at some stage and they'll get their opportunity.
No Buddy Franklin in that competition, but how have you found him? He's still got, I think, 5 or 6 years remaining on his contract. Are you confident that he's going to be able to see out that contract and still play the kind of footy we know he can?
Yeah, I think so. One thing he did, he had surgery and couldn't get into any sort of, I suppose the only thing he could do was box for a little bit towards the back end of his off-season, and the way he presented himself was first class. I think there's a bit of a myth that surrounds him that he just rocks up to play and he plays off instinct, but he loves his footy. He buys into everything that, all the decisions that need to be made. He's vocal at training, has a real strong presence, and hopefully he can play for the duration of the contract.
Coxie, what about working with John Longmire? How has he differed from some of the coaches you've worked under in the past?
Yeah, no, Horse has been really good to learn under so far. I think, like all senior coaches, he's been in the system now for 8 years as a senior coach, and he hands a lot of responsibility over to his assistants throughout the pre-season program. They all demand so much of a playing group, and they expect them to play a certain way and rock up in a certain shape, and he doesn't differ from that. He has strong values and beliefs and I suppose philosophies on the game, and he wants us to pass that across, and but also wants us to challenge him as well, which is you know, something that we, myself and Stevie J, to come in and from different clubs and have different ideas and change up the coaching structure a little bit. We get a bit of an opportunity to have a say and the way we perceive Sydney and the external I suppose opinions of him, and he's been really open to that and forthcoming in saying that there needs to be some changes, but only subtle ones.
Out of you and Stevie J, who's winning the skinnies contest?
Oh, definitely I am. You wouldn't believe he retired 3 months ago. That's one thing. You would have thought he's been out of the game for 5 or 6 years.
He did always look like a bloke who could stack it on pretty quick.
He keeps responding with, oh, I kicked 6 in my last game against you bloke, so couldn't really argue with that either.
No, you couldn't, mate. Good on you. Thanks for sharing some time with us, Coxie. All the best, mate. We'll have a chat to you down the track. Cheers.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, guys.